You're with SBS Radio.
What would you do if you had a planned art exhibition, yet your plans suddenly came to a halt? And what if your artworks were actually stolen in a shipping container? What would you think and what would you do? I'm Kerry Lee Harding and this is the NITV Podcast.
Some of the flags were stolen. There were huge bamboo poles, which also reference the Han Chinese and other Chinese groups that also developed Australia. And there's a very, very strong solidarity between Chinese culture and Aboriginal culture.
You just heard there from Jason Wing, artist, and you'll hear more from Jason coming up soon in this podcast. So, what was the purpose of this art installation? An exhibition planned for the Inner West Council's Edge Greenway Art Program in inner city Sydney.
I'm doing a collaboration with Madison Gibbs. She's a Barkindji woman. And we developed this project where we have 250 Aboriginal flags, 251, and they mark every year of colonisation. And we wanted to invite the community to place these flags along the foreshore as a kind of personal sort of sacred memorial of sorts, or kind of like burying or having some sacred ceremony with ancestors past, or it's an it's a performative work that relies on the audience sort of internal participation and just a kind of performative action of reconciliation and understanding and teaching.
So as a part of the Edge Greenway, Jason Wing and I did a collaboration called Landscape. And so we were, so the community and Bumali artists were invited to work with us to do stencils and to put up the flags each day along the foreshore as a kind of a reclamation for the Wangal people and all Aboriginal people along the foreshore. That was the idea. I mean, it's still going to happen. It's just a little bit different now.
You just heard there from artist Madison Gibbs, and you'll hear more from Madison coming up very soon. So, who would set out to steal the shipping container full of artworks for the exhibition?
Well, I mean, it had to be stolen by a container truck with a crane on it. And hours before our residency started, we're doing a residency with Edge, which is part of Inner West Council, who have been incredibly supportive. The container was full of flags, and the flags were actually a community contribution from the Biennale. So Brooke Andrew directed the last Biennale, and Wesley Enoch was, you know, overall director. And so they gifted these flags to the community. So myself, Madison Gibbs, Inner West Council picked up the project to ensure that it has an ongoing longevity. And so some of the flags were stolen. There were huge bamboo poles, which also reference the Han Chinese and other Chinese groups that also developed Australia. And there's a very, very strong solidarity between Chinese culture and Aboriginal culture. And so we had lots of our materials stolen. We were the only shipping container we were the only Aboriginal artists in the show. There were like 10 shipping containers, and there was information about what our work was about, what was in the container, what was going to happen. So all of that was posted on the outside of the container. And it's just very bizarre that it was stolen, you know, 6 hours before we were able to start our residency. Well, surprised, but not surprised in a way.
Artist Madison Gibbs was devastated and also shocked to learn the shipping container was stolen with the artwork.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little bit shocking, but in a way, like, knowing that the work of our project and an image of it was on the shipping container the night before kind of raised a few questions, I guess. There's a little bit, I don't know if it was a coincidence or I don't think it was personally. So yeah, a little bit shocked, but then also if it's a political thing, then not surprised at all.
Well, I know it's 100% not a black fella. It's just nonsensical. Any black fella would want the flag up. So you were somebody who wanted to censor the artwork, somebody who wanted to erase our performance, somebody that wanted to stop this action from happening. Seems racially motivated from my perspective. There were no other containers taken. We were the only Aboriginal content in the exhibition. So, you know, it should be pretty easy to track them if the surveillance recall is, you know, what the state says it is.
So now the artworks have been stolen. What is plan B for the artists and their work into the future?
I mean, we had an instant backup plan. This project is so critical that it evolved. We're getting another shipping container delivered. Unfortunately, all the items are gone. We do have some flags left. And we will continue the project. I mean, you know, we've all got serpent blood in our veins. We'll evolve. It's part of the artistic journey as well. We won't stop. It just evolves. We're going to invite the audience to still place flags up just because there's an extreme lack of visual Aboriginal presence in Australia generally. So we are going to activate the space. We're going to make it lively. We're going to get people to make placards down there. We also have like white clay and other clay for people to do handprints and write text and other like ephemeral messages. We still rise. You know, we face these huge challenges every day, but you know, we're still going to rise. We owe it to our ancestors past who fought for us to get to this point. So, our spirits are high. The council, Inner West Council, has just been incredible, offering whatever we need. We don't want bad apples to spoil this thing. I mean, unfortunately, a lot of people will miss out on the first couple of weeks, but, you know, we're going to ensure that this project stays alive. And you know, it all ties into the concept, just a snapshot of society, just to hold up a mirror of our current society. We're going to keep on rolling. So basically, the artist residency for the next 3 weeks or so, most of the artists will be down there every Saturday, Sunday. And come along. Like, you know, it's going to be really fun. You get to hang out with artists, you get to activate space. The best way to describe it there's a restaurant called La Montage in Leichhardt, which is pretty close to Leichhardt Oval. It's right on the water in Leichhardt. And there's the UTS Rowing Club on the Bay Run. So it's pretty much in between the rowing club, UTS, and La Montage, the restaurant. So it's called Peace Park as well. If you just search Peace Park, that's artists. Headquarters.
So, Inner West Council has supplied us with another shipping container, and Jason Wing has yesterday, he's already painted it up. So, on one side, he's got Thou Shall Not Steal, and on the other side, he's got Aboriginal culture stolen since 1770. until the 17th of April 21, So I think we're just going to continue on our project, and we've still got some of the flags, which is really great, and we're just going to make sure that our presence is there. We're going to set up a little tent embassy. So, you know, we're welcoming all Aboriginal people and non-Aboriginal people who are supporters to come and work with us and stencil down on the foreshore, and it just adds to the story. Like, you know, like our signs have been saying, it's still stolen since 1770, and it's the still same thing, still perpetuated, the same racism. So, yeah, but that's not going to stop us.
So, if there is a message artist Madison Gibbs has for the thieves who stole the shipping container full of artworks, what would it be?
You can keep stealing our things, but you're never going to steal our culture. It's not going to happen. We're too strong, we're too proud, and good luck.
Well, that's about all for this episode of the NITV podcast series. Thank you to our guests today, artists Madison Gibbs and Jason Wing. And you can listen to our other NITV podcasts like Take It Black, Ballin' Out and Our Story. Just go to where you get your podcasts from.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.